Blog Talk Radio.
Your face, turn me up. Turn me up a little bit more. Yeah. Probably would tell you you're beautiful if it could talk to you. I mean, if there was no expiration date on the batteries. Look, I've never been a hater, it's never been in my nature, and but listen, let me hook you up, cause
Bob, Bob don't say he miss you, he don't have lips to kiss you, he don't have hands to whip your waist to tell you how good you taste, yeah, see, Bob, Bob can't serve you breakfast in bed,
oh no,
he can't. Your body, rub your feet. She can't compete with my love. I'm coming over.
You need that real type of love.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Can't be duplicated.
I want to serve you up.
Your body needs to be loved.
Slow down, yeah.
Way that God made it.
See, Bob.
Bob can't kiss those thighs.
Oh, no.
Bob can't share your morning ride. Bob can't stay.
Think that you can take Bob anywhere, but Bob can't crush your skin, help you stretch and bend. And if you ask all your girlfriends, I'm sure you'll agree that Bob, Bob don't talk dirty to you.
Bob don't get all flirty with you.
Bob don't turn it around and make the bed bounce, 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 bounce.
Like yeah, I do.
You need that real
type of love.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be duplicated.
Can't be duplicated.
Your body needs to be loved.
Be fruitful and multiply, yeah.
The way that God made it.
I even touch myself sometimes.
Bob can't kiss those thighs.
Bob can't kiss the one you
can't
die.
Get your morning ride.
Bob can't look.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are y'all doing? Welcome to Big Back with Friends Show. We are back with our Soulful Sunday Show. So let me do how we always like to do it about this time. Get comfortable, get relaxed, sit back, have you a glass of wine, and turn yourself up. Now, for those of y'all who don't know and haven't paid attention and don't understand, we have been talking about this show for quite some time. We said by the end of January we was going to be changing things and adding newness to the show, and we are full go and we are ready to give it to you. Just look at it like this. If you're a lady, or a man, imagine you laying in the bed, you just got finished taking a nice hot shower, and you got the towel wrapped around you, and your mate just come in and they pull that towel off of you. And they just go down and just start rubbing and kissing all over your body in the right way. That is what this show is about to give you on Sundays. Get wet, get hard, take it however you want to. But y'all know we got to get this show started, man. I got my dog and my girl in the building, so let's turn up. Helen, what it do, shouted. Y'all, I told y'all we was doing Lucy, and I got my girl Helen all the way down, a.k.a. Lucy in the building. We all the way down here in sunny South Florida. What it do,
yes.
Shawty?
What's good? What's good?
Yes. Chilling, man. I am, believe it or not, I'm excited and tired all at the same time.
I feel you. I feel you.
Because.
I feel you.
Ooh, I don't even know how to give it to them all. But you know what? Before we get into us and do what we do, you know we got to bring the Raspy Boys gangster in the building. What a new D in the building. What a new player.
What's going on, man?
Man,
what's
I feel
up,
you, bro. That boy came
hold
in.
On,
he came in just like a Raspy
on.
Voice is ready.
Hold on.
Yes.
I ain't getting no invite
it's
to the brunch.
White.
I ain't getting no
uh-oh.
Invite to the brunch.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Now, see, now, you know me. You know we can't bring brunch all the way from up to Philadelphia and not have a go bag, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, it's cool, though.
You could have came down, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know I was invited.
You know what?
Don't do that. Hold on.
And I ain't even get the my friend request back. It's cool, though.
What friend request
didn't you get?
Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? It's cool.
Oh, that's y'all on that game and stuff.
I ain't get no request.
Mm-hmm. I know. They always say it. It's cool, though.
Helen, now let me tell you something, because me and this dude, we just battled playing video games. Like, y'all people who don't know, me and Dwayne been doing battling people on video games since forever,
on the game since I've been here.
Let me tell you one thing about him now. If he wins, you ain't gonna never not hear the end of it. But not if he lose, that nigga might not show up for work tomorrow.
I need that get back.
Hey, he needed to run that back. He said, "Look, bro, let me tell you, Helen. Me and this dude done left work in the middle of the day to go get on the sticks for hours."
Lord,
I need that get back.
Listen, we got supervisors looking for us. We got camp. Listen, bro. One day, the camp manager was looking for me and this dude one day for about 3-4 hours. We accidentally turned our radio down too low because it was getting good. The whole post looking for us.
He still ain't tell me what his name is.
If you look, you'll see.
I got 205 friend requests, bro.
Listen, what we not gonna do on this show is let y'all talk about y'all. Y'all do that offline.
I'm just
and y'all
trying
online.
To get his name.
Nobody care about his name. Do that on y'all.
You D-Nasty.
Oh, see, look, I ain't even have to say nothing. She knew it was there. It was just sitting there. It's in her face. She just didn't want it. It's cool. If you didn't want to approve it, it's cool. I would have been fine.
Shut up, man.
See, what I'm not going to do is play with y'all. Listen, guys, we got an action-packed show tonight. Let's go ahead and get into what we got going on tonight. After Black History is World History, our title sponsor, Yvonne, is going to come in with a big announcement today at about 9:20. She's going to be on the show. She's going to give us a good update about those things. Also, at 9:30, our girl Bella is going to be in the building. We are going to be fully launching the calendar, so she's going to start getting some things set for us. And then at 10 o'clock, we have our homegirl Portia Gets Fit. She's going to be coming onto the show. She is going to be talking about everything that has to do with fitness and moms, and we're going to get into some other things about what she does with her brand and her business. So guys, we have an action-packed show. So let's get to the foolishness. Dwayne, because I got to start with you, because I know you like me. Did you see the video that they released the day of Nick Saban?
No, I really didn't. I don't see this. Now you got me looking for shit now.
So if you go on Bleacher Report, I'm not sure where else it may have been at. I know I think it's on Twitter out there somewhere. But Nick Saban today, there was a leaked recruiting video of Nick Saban recruiting a player to Alabama. But one of the things that I loved about this was when I tell you my man was on that bitch cocky than a motherfucker. He was like, Nick Saban was like, yeah, you want to come to Alabama because if you go to Alabama, you're going to play against the best. You're going to be the best. You look at this guy, he won this, and that guy won this. When you get to practice, like, he just, bro, he had me on my whole I'm somebody mode today, bro. Look, Nick Saban, that cockiness right there, I'm with it. I don't care who leaked the video, I'm for it because I'm a believer in you can't go beat up on scrubs and talk about you good. Like, you got to go out there and smack the best in the mouth.
Again, man, a lot of these dudes, because, prior, Deion done put these boys on blast. Put the NCAA on blast.
Yeah, and I'm for prom. I tell anybody, if you can go to a HBCU that's putting, because you know prom didn't just go there and just took a job. Prom is helping build their infrastructure. So I'm for everything that he's talking about and about trying to help these players get paid as early and as often as possible, because everybody benefiting from these people.
Nah, he just, more of what he was talking about was more of the whole fact, like, yo, there's no reason why these schools are the only schools able to recruit, you know what I'm saying, recruit these players, you know what I'm saying, because it's like the NCAA is only giving them, let's say, the top 10 schools, you know what I'm saying, in the nation, for real, the money.
Right.
So...
But you know, it's business. Anybody who says that the NCAA is not a business and it's all about educating the players, they don't even understand how NCAA eligibility works. So, like, and that's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when you look at these young kids getting routes, like I tell people all the time, you can go to Israel and make, you know, a few million dollars and come back and your family is taken care of the rest of your life. You don't just got to dream about the NBA or the NFL. Go get your money. Make that. When it comes to business, and it's funny because that's why I love what Nick Saban was saying about being cocky, is when it comes to you making a business decision, do what's best for you. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing. Like,
right.
if you don't need college to be successful, don't pay for college. I'm not saying college ain't going to help you get to where you need to get to, but I can tell you, Dwayne, me and you probably made the most amount of money in our life, and we weren't nowhere near looking at a college degree.
You're right.
But it was a sacrifice that we had to take in order to get to where we were trying to go to.
That's a hard one.
And And that's the thing that people have to understand. If you're trying to build your brand, and I'm teaching people every day, build your brand. Okay? Don't take it lightly, because anybody out here can tell you what they're gonna do, how they're gonna do, when they're gonna do, what they're gonna do. But build your brand. If your brand is saying, hey, I want to lay down and be the biggest OnlyFans star that's ever existed, then, hey, that's your brand. I can't tell you not to do it. I'm just asking you, let me get the 100% discount because I'm not going to pay to watch you fuck. I mean, I got X-Hamster and Pornhub and, you know, all those other things. So I'm not going to pay to watch you just get your back splattered open. But I don't even go to strip clubs for those reasons. So I'm not going to pay to watch somebody else blow your back out. And you better put a cheesy skit on that bitch. Because it's crazy, bro. You go on Snapchat and go online and get these groups, and the first thing you follow my page. I only want real people. First of all, I am a real person, but I don't give a fuck what your vagina did yesterday. I don't give a damn how many dicks you think you rolled yesterday, how many poles you think you just slid down. That didn't do nothing for me. Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will have Miss Yvonne from Ash Emporium on the other side of this commercial break. So we'll be right back, you guys.
Hey, babe. I feel good today, you know? Let's just lay down. Laugh, joke.
Lay down.
Just be silly.
Let's just lay down.
Yeah.
How are you? Well, I'm just fine. I missed your call.
while. I'll tell you what, if you have got a minute, we can stay until the sun comes up. I'll understand if it's much too early to determine if we can stay together.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional sized products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
All right, guys. If you are following us, make sure that you follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Create a profile if you can. Come in and listen. Follow us. Let us know that you're out there. We have a chat room that you can come into and talk directly to me, the production manager, Helen. So make sure that you guys take advantage of all the things. If you want to call in and have any questions or advice for the show, the number is 563-999-3090. But without further ado, we are bringing in Miss Yvonne to talk about her big announcement and things that she has coming up in the near future. So welcome, Miss Yvonne, to the show.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
What a do, Sean.
Hey. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes. Look, it sounds like you just got finished getting rubbed on over there, so you already sound relaxed and
no,
ready to go.
No. I was indulging in some chocolate I got from this chocolate store, and it's, like, super good.
Yeah, that's what he said. I was indulging in that chocolate. Anyways, what's going on, man? Give us the excitement. I don't even want to bury this story. I want to get information. What's going on?
All right, so this is what's going on, guys. For all of February, all the way up to Juneteenth, August Sisters is doing 138 days of Black History Trivia. Okay?
Okay.
And all the proceeds that come from this program, well, from this game, all go to charity. So what it is that you sign up, you go to our website. As soon as you go on there, it pops right there in your face. You just click that button. You sign up to play. And you got to answer this every day. Three questions will be posted, and you got to answer those questions. But you got to put the right answer to win. So, on Juneteenth, after Juneteenth, we're gonna calculate, see who won, and if there's a tie, then there'll be a live championship game that we're gonna do for the tiebreaker. But it's 138 days of nothing but Black history. So it's not just American history. When I say Black history, it could be something that happened in Europe, India, Africa. If it was a Black person that did it, it might be a question.
So you know that's right up my alley, because you know Black history, yes. World history is my own. So now you done got me excited, because this is what I want you to do. The days that we have shows on Wednesday and Friday and Sunday, make sure we have at least one of the questions, because we're going to actually put that question on the show and give the answer after the show. So, like, say, for instance, Tuesday's question, we'll talk about Tuesday's question on Wednesday's show, Friday's question, Thursday's question on Friday's show, and then Saturday questions on Sunday's show, just so people can be reminded that you're doing that. I think that's a great thing. And then I also want to do something for that. So in that, what I want to do is I want to actually create something on this page, and I'm going to have the production manager set it up. But what I want people to do is whatever, while we're doing this to Juneteenth, since we are counseling Juneteenth and had to do that, this is what I want to do. I want to donate. I want people to donate to Big Bap and Friends towards the Juneteenth thing, and the winner of that also gets the proceeds of that. So y'all can donate as much as you want, as little as you want, don't matter. I'm not asking for an amount. I don't care what the number is. But on the Juneteenth episode, we will come on and tell you what Big Bap and Friends raised and contributed to that show, to that event specifically.
Awesome. Awesome.
So look, listen,
come on. And this right here, if when y'all go look at the post I put up about it, it says history enthusiasts, teachers, and self-proclaimed know-it-alls. on these questions, because you're going to have a lot of fun. Like, these ain't just like, oh, easy questions. So everybody's going to have a lot of fun doing this. This is going to be awesome to get what we're giving them, and then that too, that's going to be great.
And the reason why, and I want to get Dee and Helen's opinion on this too, because the reason why is because, you know, most of us have traveled the world and been different places. There's so many times that a lot of us don't realize that we miss out on so many just wonderful activities around the world that Black people have started, inspired, or are precedent of. And I want to make sure that we take the time to be sure that we educate people, because one of the things the production manager always loves to joke with me about is I get tired of Black history because they only want to talk about the Fave Five, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you know, whatever. But people don't realize we have been making history around the world for millennia. And I want to make sure that we're able to push that narrative. So, you know, I know personally myself, I'm going to make a donation. I'm going to actually make a donation to you tonight. So send me an invoice I'm going to inbox you and tell you what the amount's going to be for me specifically. But Big Bap and Friends, as a show, I'm going to make the first donation tonight to go towards that. And anybody else who wants to get in, the production manager will set up all the information for us, and we will have that up and ready to go by Wednesday's show. So on Wednesday's show, we will put a flyer up of how you can donate, and we'll have that information, and we'll continue to spread the news of this, because this is big, guys. We want to make sure
this is
going to
be fun. I'm excited. I cannot wait, you know, to be putting these questions out and see what people's answers are, if they really don't, you know, take the time to answer them or know them, because a lot of us, we don't know Black history, and we act like Black history is just American history, and it's not world history when it is. So I think the climate of the way things are now, I think this is going to be crazy interesting, because it makes people really go think and pick up a book to go find some information.
Yes. And you know what's even great, though, Yvonne, another thing I thought about as we were saying this, even if they do give the right answer, you know what, because I've done this so much of reading and going deeper, that may be the right answer for the moment, but there may be a better answer that we may learn in the process of learning something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's been times where, you know,
me and history don't match.
And the reason why I love this is because me and Dee, and the reason why I thought about this is because me and Dee, we used to do this all the time. We used to get up every morning, and, like, we would just do random trivia towards each other. Boy, I bet you didn't know X, Y, Z. And it sharpened us in such a way that you never knew what angle it was going to come from. You never knew what topic it was going to cover, and it just expounded our beliefs and our knowledge base. So I'm excited about this. This really got me kind of hyped right now.
Well, I'm glad. I got some more news that's going to make you hyped too.
Let's go.
So, in school, like you said, they always do the favorite five black folks, right? So my daughter, she has her Nathena Social Corner. Well,
okay.
Her second show for this month will be on the 19th, and it's going to be an exploration day, but they're going to be exploring literature. And I told her, for her that show, it has to be a black person that she chooses to read something about, but it cannot be those five folks. Like, if we hear about them every year, she can't do it. So I found this book of female icons, and I took and marked all the ones that you don't normally hear about. And so mm-hmm. I told her she can pick some of those, or she can go in another book and find some. So it's a challenge for her and a challenge for the kids to sign up for her social corner, for them to actually, dig and find somebody other than the famous five.
Yes. So I am excited. I am excited about that. Oh my God. So guys, make sure that if you are not following Yvonne, the production manager has all the ways out there that you can get in contact with her. We have the flyers up. We have the information. Yvonne, make sure you tag that stuff to DJ's Roundtable so our fans mm-hmm. can follow it and be a part of it. Guys, this is big because this is not just – and these are the types of businesses that I love to do business with. Yes, I want you to make money. I want you to be successful. But if we're not educating our youth and our next wave of people coming behind us, what is your business really doing? Is it just another business that's putting money into your coffers and making sure that nobody else has knowledge, making sure nobody else can eat? Yes, we donate money to everything, but are we donating our monies and our resources to those that we know? Are we building mm-hmm. those around us? Are we teaching our kids? Are we teaching them graphics? Are we teaching them literature? Are we teaching them math? Are we teaching them science? Are we teaching them agriculture? These things are important. Stop acting
yes,
like,
they are.
Oh, well, you know what? I got an OnlyFans page. Then I got a TikTok. I'm somebody. That shit don't mean nothing if we're not translating tangible skills. So, Yvonne.
No, they only want to teach them sport. That's all they want to teach them is how to go run a ball, bounce a ball, hit a ball. They'd rather them do that than actually flex their brain.
Yes.
And skills to take care of themselves. And that's another thing that I've been combating with Nathena with her new social corner. So, y'all, everybody knows that Nathena has autism.
Mm-hmm.
So, and social anxiety comes along with that. So with Nathena's
yes.
social corner, it's not just they don't just go into that Zoom gathering and just sit there and do nothing. We actually work on the skills they learn from the therapist and everything else to hold a conversation. So, like, with this one that's coming up on the 5th, so this Friday, is called Flexing Math Skills / Culinary. So they are going to be actually learning. It's going to be a complete live thing where they're cooking. They're going to be cooking a dish that will be something simple that they can have as, like, an appetizer or a snack or change it into a main dish. But it's for them to be able to do stuff on their own. So they're developing their conversation skills, their self-sufficient skills while exploring food, And the caterer that I have on there that's doing it is Miss Cass, and I love her. Oh, my God, her food be so good. We be eating good, okay?
Tell Miss Cass, when I get her to Florida, and I tell her we get in the kitchen, we having a cook-off.
Baby. Oh, my God. I'm just going to bring me some sweatpants. I ain't going to bring no sweatpants. I'm going to bring me a muumuu because I'm just going to sit at the table in this muumuu and just eat with you and her. Oh, I'm going to eat real good, okay?
Listen, now tell her, what we got to do first now, because what's important is we got to go to the store first and we got to agree on what liquor we're going to drink for the night, because the liquor has to go with the food we're going to eat. And then after that,
we can go for it. Y'all give me a list. I'll go to the liquor store while y'all at the grocery store.
So,
listen, because I tell people all the time, I love being around, and this is one of the things that I'm actually going to be doing coming up soon and in the future is we're going to actually bring in different chefs, different caterers, and we're going to be talking about different food, different techniques, and different things. So that's going to be something by season four to be on the lookout for. So I know we're in season three right now, but in season four, we're going to be dealing with our culinary thing and our culinary issues. Guys, I'm getting in trouble. We went over our time. Yvonne, I love you. We got to take a break.
Love
we'll
you
be back right after this commercial break.
Live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intent to shatter, she like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling up is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, telling me, yeah.
Where the leather is by, where the, listen, guys, Bella's Bars and Herbs is where it's at. If you have not tried it, your skin is whack. Get Bella's Bars and Herbs, because I'm telling you, when I smell good, I feel good. When I feel good, I am good, because we are where the lather resides, where the lather resides. Herman, Dwayne, y'all already know what time it is. It's that favorite time of the show. Bring Yvonne in, too, because I know she loves it. Look, she loves this show, this part.
Where are you?
We got the baby's doing the show too. Okay, turn up for the baby. All right,
I thought you was about to say what day it is.
Oh, I know.
I did too.
Let's get it. What day it is?
See, there you go.
Even the baby's like, they already know.
That's your buddy.
Listen.
You know what I mean? That's your brunch. If you would have invited me to brunch, I would have said it with that same enthusiasm.
You know what, Dwayne? You're worth nothing. You ain't worth 2 feet.
Dwayne gonna be petty like I ain't fed this dude specialty meals for years. listen, y'all, if you've never been on the deployment, the best thing you can have is a cook or somebody who works in the kitchen on your friends on your side, because at the end of the day you gonna eat real good, I promise you.
These are the three people that you need. Need a person that's a medic, fireman, and a cook. That's it.
All day long.
I dealt with the water, so it didn't have to bother me.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie, bro. You was my best friend when it came to that water, boy. I needed you many days. All right, but let's get into what day it is, y'all. Because Dwayne ain't gonna get us sidetracked and we ain't gonna never get this done. Oh,
yeah,
Dwayne,
let's go.
The first one is perfect. It's you. Today is National Backwards Day.
What?
Yeah, man. It's been backwards the other day, too, I tell you that.
So today is the day we do everything ass backwards.
Listen, I ain't
well,
gonna say
you know,
that's actually for you today,
though.
I can't say that I did anything really ass backwards, but the thing came down that I normally ask for at church, they actually came through, so you hear me?
Okay. You know what I mean? Look at that, you being a halfway decent human being.
I'm good.
Sometimes you gotta shake the monkey off, you know what I mean?
You know what? On that note, we're going to keep it moving. Today is also National Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. So if you need anything dealing with that, Yvonne got you on that. So inspire your heart. Do something artistic. Enjoy your day. First of all, Helen, other than makeup, can like you paint? Are you artistic? Because I know I'm not artistic at all.
I can color.
You said
I can too. I can color
yes,
too.
Yes, I can
really
color. I love the color.
You know
who
what? At body empowerment, you know people don't know. At body empowerment, one of the things that we are going to do in 2022 is have a coloring session.
Yes,
that's good. That's so
and
relaxing.
Don't judge me when I'm laying on my stomach, kicking my feet in the air, coloring.
Don't play, girl. Don't play, because I'm feeling the same way. Don't play.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's the only way I know how to color. I don't know how to color any other way. Like, I can't sit at a desk and color. I got to lay on the floor and color.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Lay on the floor with the crayons spread out in the spectrum of color in front of you and sit there and color.
See, if y'all saying embarrassing like that, then I could say it like this. When I'm coloring, I turn the whole paper to make sure.
You got to make sure you're doing it right. It's just something about it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen. If you don't color, if you don't color like that, I feel like you don't know how to color. I just feel like your mama just gave you something for something to do. Like, she didn't really take the time to nurture your coloring ability. Like, your mama really did not like you. She was not your friend. Like, because she's supposed to get on the floor with you. Like, she's supposed to talk to you about the colors. That's when you learn your colors. Like, it's a whole stomach experience. Like, you got to act like a toddler by color. If you're not toddling around, you are too adultish, and this is not the activity to do. So take your petty ass and go sit back in the corner, because we don't like you.
Right. Okay,
all right, let's keep it moving, because we got a couple more to go. Today is also National Hot Chocolate Day.
See, look, man, I'm gonna tell you like this: do not get the hot chocolate pods that goes in the Keurig. Telling you, you got old school with hot chocolate. Yeah, it tastes like water. I done tried both of them.
Yeah, you gotta make that with milk.
You can't make that with water.
Yeah, I'm fat. If you're gonna do hot chocolate, you gotta do real hot chocolate. Don't give me no bougie ass, fake ass, water based hot chocolate. I'm gonna cut you off. You better have some whipped cream. Like, you better have some caramel. Like, I'm sorry. I'm a bougie nigga. I don't know.
This ain't no frappuccino, man.
Here's the thing, though. If you're going to do hot chocolate, like, do the whole thing. Like, don't bullshit my hot chocolate. Don't give me no watery-ass base hot chocolate.
Reason why I'm saying that is because I done had the Swiss Mates one, and I got the, what's that, the Starbucks hot chocolate for the Keurig. You know what I'm saying? It was real quick because it was for my kids.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're going to do something for the kids, do it quick for the kids. But I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do something for me, we're not talking about your badass children over there. We're talking about this adult chocolate sexy right here. If you're going to do something for me, I'm
going to ask me to put whipped cream on no man, nothing.
First of all, you better put that whipped cream on my nipples.
You better put that whipped cream on my nipples and suck that shit off. That's not going to happen, player. See, those are fighting words. Those are real fighting words right now.
Oh, I can't, Michelle.
Whipped cream and caramel is not coming nowhere near my hands. Passing you with a cup of hot chocolate, bro. Nah, man. I'll point you in the direction.
Listen, Helen, I know Joe home. So listen, I know Joe finna put some whipped cream on Yvonne something.
Hey, we already had our second honeymoon. Like a week or two ago, we had adult time, and yes, there was whipped cream.
It go down in the DM. It go down. All right, y'all. I'm not gonna play with y'all. We're gonna step away with this quick commercial break, and when we come back, we got Fallen Angels commercial. Helen, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got Fallen Angels commercial after this, and we'll be back with Miss Bella. So we will be back after this quick commercial break.
since the day we became so personal. Every day that I spend with you, it gets unforgettable. And the things that I did with you, I don't regret at all.
I love everything about you.
Take away.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna fly my train.
And I'm gonna love you, baby.
Take away.
Ooh.
Love you.
Want the whole world to know I'm with you and I'm in love. Ain't no girl in this world can fill your shoes. None, not at all. The things you do for me is so unbelievable. And you can take away all the plan of change.
Oh.
Where you can come to feel good, look good, and smell good, from your dreamy eyes and succulent lips down to your glowing skin, made with all natural products to Alicia and the goddess, right here on Earth. Shop today at FallenAngelCosmetics.com.
Oh, look at Helen sounding halfway beautiful tonight. All right, guys, we are getting ready to bring in somebody who is near and dear to my heart. I love this girl. Everything that she does and is as a person is just absolutely just wonderful and marvelous to me. The greatest thing about her is I met her doing poetry. And we sat down. We had a wonderful conversation some years later, and we built a beautiful friendship. And one of the things that I told her is, whatever you decide to do in life, I got you. And so this, when she finished up what she was working on, which was important to her, it was being in the travel industry and hospitality and all of that great nature. So I want to introduce to so many of you guys, if you were going to go on the cruise last year and you were going to participate in everything that we had going on, I want to finally introduce you guys to the wonderful ladies who makes all of this go for me, and her name is Miss Bella. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Bap and Friends, sugar.
Thank you so much. Hi, how are you?
I am good. See, what you ain't going to do is start giggling all night. You know how you do.
Well, you know, I can't help that. Giggling is like a second nature for me, like after everything.
I know, man, like it's funny because I look at how we've grown and how we blossom in life. And I tell people all the time, there's so many wonderful friendships that you have to take advantage of, because if you allow a person to truly grow, you guys will be so beneficial to each other in the long run. And I'm so happy that you did not give up on your dreams.
Yes, I'm so excited for everything that has in store. I know that travel may look bleak because of the virus, but I'm faithful that everything is going to transpire the way that it needs to, you know.
Well, I'm happy about that, because I want to be one of the first to come in and say to you that Big Bap and Friends has sat down and we have finally figured out what in the hell we want to do.
Right.
Because the virus, like, people don't understand. I have called her and emailed her so many things that I wanted to do, and every time I thought we were going to be able to do it, COVID said, nah, we good.
Not happening. Yes, this is very factual. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I sat down and I met with the committee. And so the committee has decided that we're going to start the new year off of 2022 as doing our first event. We're going to scrub all of 2021. We're not planning any events in 2021. Anything that you thought we were going to do, we're scrubbing. So we're going to start the first event. Is going to be, and that's why we're doing it on the show, because I want it to be proof. I want it to be record, so you can cuss me out if we go wrong.
Okay.
We are going to do body empowerment on a cruise. So the same type of cruise we had, before, we're going to do again, but we're going to do it for the end of February, the beginning of March. So though the last 2 weeks in February or the first 2 weeks in March, whatever price, the best price you come up with, 3-day cruise going anywhere. We need meeting times. We need meeting rooms for at least once of each day for a couple of hours so we can have our seminars and do the things of that nature. So you already know what that entails. You already know I need the best room, the brightest room, the sexiest room.
I know that.
And we are ready to go. So set it up, do what it do, and we will have a meeting later on this week to get whatever details you need specific from me. But Body Empowerment 2022 is going to be on a cruise, and you already know we're going to try to have enough people so you can come, but if not, you're coming anyway.
Right. I hear that.
Because this
for
is important.
I'm not.
And I need you to enjoy
yourself. I accept this blessing. Yeah. I'll definitely be there. This is a destination matter. You're just trying to do whatever the 3 days of it. I think they're going to start with 3 days, either going to the Bahamas or Mexico.
Well, because I'll put it like this, because the production manager and the person who created Body Empowerment has Bahamian roots, let's go to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I can already shut it down, or I can make it easy. So if you are a part of Body Empowerment, if you want to participate in Body Empowerment, you ain't doing me no favors by like, oh, I don't know if I can go. If you want to go, the information will be there. We will promote it. Bella will tell us how quickly we need to pay, what the size of the payments need to be. You can decide if you want to bring people with you. You can do whatever. But if you don't want to participate in Body Empowerment and you just want a vacation, sign up anyway.
Yeah, you could always choose. The fun thing about cruising is you can always choose to do as much or as little as you'd like.
And that's when I was talking to my wife, that was the thing that I told her I wanted to do. I said, so many people need a break, and I don't want to start off with giving people a break in the sense of saying, ooh, let's go do something, let's go be in rooms and be around people. No, if you want to just lay on the deck all day in your bikini and be cute all day, that's you. I don't really care about what you do, but I want you to be great, and I want everybody to enjoy themselves. So, Miss Bella, before we get you out of here, tell the people about yourself a little bit, because, I mean, I know you, but I want them to fall in love with you the way that I did with your mind, because your mind is beautiful.
Oh, goodness. Okay, thank you. Well, as you said, my name is Bella. I sometimes go by Belle. Right now, I'm focusing on group travel. I just launched my Destination Wedding Specialist program. So if anybody's looking to do a destination wedding, that is my specialty as well. And I'm just, like, living life. I truly believe that everything that we experience in life is going to lead to something greater, kind of like what you were saying earlier about the friendships that you make. You never know where it's going to take you. And every person has a unique story. Every person has something unique to offer. And I feel like that's the type of edification that I want as I continue to flourish in life. And I just, you know, I'm always positive. There's never really a bad day. There's never really bad news, only how you react to it. So the best thing, I'll give you one word to describe me would be a sunflower. I always look to the sun because there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
You better come on, somebody. Listen, y'all don't understand. I'm standing in here with a big smile on my face because those are the type of people that you got to start adding to your circle. If the people that is in your circle aren't smiling and they don't have a reason to live, they're killing you.
Yes.
Let me say that again. If the people in your circle don't have a reason to smile, if every time you talk to them, something in their life is going wrong, they're killing you. Not just them,
that's
but
right.
Also you.
That's right.
Because
to keep the people who are fertilizers.
Because a real friend will pick you up in that situation. They'll hold your hand until you're ready to go again, and they'll get back to living. Because Bella will tell you, we've held each other's hands through some dark days.
Yes.
But we didn't judge. We didn't hurt. We didn't lie. And when it was time to go on and be friends again, we got up and we dust each other off and we were able to be great. That's the thing that I'm trying to show so many people. You don't have to hurt people to build yourself, and you don't have to hurt people to build others. It can be done with love if you just believe it. Bella, you got people over here giving sermons on Sunday. Look at you. Look what you done started. All right, before we get you out of here, let me bring the crew back in to see if they got any questions for you before they go, because I can't answer none of your travel questions. So, B, Yvonne, Helen, ask your question before I let her go, because I can't do it for you.
I'm planning a destination wedding. I'm marrying myself.
Yeah,
you're so
pretty.
I'm not going
for that, but I don't take no for an answer, so we'll make it happen.
Yeah, you know, I looked in the mirror. I say, self said, huh? I said, girl, you going to marry me or what? She said, yeah. So, you know, we just got to set a date.
I don't know. That must be your crazy self. I don't know who's that crazy enough to marry you.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Uh-oh. Wait, don't make me come through this. Don't make me come through this mic, all right? Oh, my goodness.
Well, Bella, I'm looking for something for, like, the summer, like a nice couple or family place or cruise or something to go to. In July.
I highly doubt that cruising should be your option right now.
Okay.
But I'm sure we can find somewhere you can go. Are you trying to go for a weekend, a week? Like, what's the vibe you're trying to go for?
The max would be a week. A weekend is okay, too, but I would like to just really get away for a few days, so possibly a week.
Okay.
Well,
that
I'm
going
to be in a suitcase.
Now, listen, all I'm going to tell y'all now, if y'all going to be out here blowing my girl up now, please make sure y'all tell her that Big Bap sent y'all. Don't just be blowing my girl up and making her do all this work,
right.
And she'll know y'all came for me. I want credit for my work now. Listen, I don't get no money off of what y'all book with her, but I just want her to know that the Big Bap and Friends show is supporting her. So when you reach out to her, please tell her that you heard about her from the show or that you was referred to her by Big Bap and Friends, DJ's Roundtable, the Roundtable Production Family, or Luxuria, which is all of my co-businesses that are sponsored with her. Please let her know that we sent y'all. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Portia get fit on the line, and we're going to talk about everything fitness. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Cause you're constant. Come out and play. Your shoulder, you squeeze the sheet. I'm admiring your heart shaped booty. Something in your oven, baby, be me. Who's is this? 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 My ghetto queen.
You're my ghetto queen. Right around the way from me. Wearing no ghetto trees. We be high just like them wings.
Might be ghetto, but you queen to me. That's how it's supposed to be. Do what you gotta do.
All right, we are back. Sorry, guys, I could not get myself unmuted. Technical difficulties do happen over here at times. But we are back. I'm bringing in a good friend of mine. We have been friends since college. She graduated. I think she graduated. I don't want to misspeak for her. But we're going to get into a very good, deep, personal interview. So I would like to welcome none other than Miss Portia Get Fit to our podcast. So, Miss Portia, welcome in. You are on with Big Back and Friends. How have you been, my love?
I've been good. Can you guys hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
There we go. Now I can hear you. I think I really just think my phone was going haywire over here and all my technical setups because I got like 5 computer springs, a tablet, and a phone. So I think everything just decided it wanted to shut down at one time. But
okay.
Before we get started, tell everybody where you're from, what your business and brand is, and just give us a quick background of how you got into your brand real quick.
Okay. Can you guys, like, hear me? Because I'm on, like, a headset.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry, because I have a headset on, too, so I'm sorry about it. Technical difficulties. My name is Portia. Portia Thompson. I am on Facebook and Instagram as Portia_GetFit. And basically, I help women get on their journey with health and fitness through the tools that I give them.
So is that any specific women or, you know, moms, other things like that? Like, what is your specific focus when it comes to doing fitness with women?
Well, it's just like getting them like a, you know, a startup guide to jumpstart on their journey wherever they're at, pretty much. And I'm sorry, you guys, I'm kind of nervous, but that's why I keep, you know, slurring over my words. It's not like certain, like, moms in general. It's more so like women. You get what I'm saying? Like, single moms, busy moms, dog moms, you know, just moms in general that are very busy and that don't have the time to, you know, go to the gym or things like that. So I offer or help them start their journey through working out inside of their home, basically. So everything is done virtually. You know, I'm like their cheerleader.
Okay. So you're a coach / mentor to women who are looking to empower themselves in a physical fitness arena.
Correct. And it just doesn't stop with that.
So how did you get into this journey? What really made you realize that your physical fitness was something you needed to focus on, and what made you want to help others become physically fit?
Okay, this is my story that I'm going to share with you guys. Is that okay with you? I got into it because I have PCOS, and it's called polycystic ovarian syndrome. And back then, I was married at the time, and I wanted to have a child. And I remember them telling me that I couldn't have a child until I lost some weight. So that was like, you know, my hormones were imbalanced and up and down. So I was like, you know what, let me take this in, like, very serious because, you know, I want to have kids. So I ended up getting a health and wellness because, you know, I had to do something in order to have a child. So that's why I really got into it. I was doing, like, different programs and things like that, and I was on, like, yo-yo diet, and that wasn't working. So I paired up with a team called, like, Beachbody Demand. I don't know if you guys heard of that, but it's through, like, me doing Sanity, P90X. I know y'all see that crazy man, Sean T, doing, like, these crazy workouts. So that's what I really do. And through the programs and the nutrition, that's how I end up, like, starting my journey and actually losing weight and also having a child.
Yeah, and your daughter is just beautiful. She's a bundle of light. And the great thing about actually having you and Yvonne on this show tonight is, and I've always thought about both of you guys whenever I started when I got to know you, because your daughter later on. You had an experience of dealing with your daughter and learning how to transition into what her needs were. So tell us, just not going too deep if you're not comfortable, but tell us how that transition in your life, having a child, to what you've now grown to learn and love about her. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. My child, she's 6 years old now, and I just found out last year that she has autism. So I had to adjust to that. Like, it's not even an adjustment, but I had to learn how to give her the tools that she needs to, you know, make her when she's, like, you know, I don't know if you guys know about autistic kids, but they get, like, you know, agitated really quickly they don't have that weight. So I had to learn how to, you know, cope with that, deal with that, and, you know, help her with that. So she has autism, and there are different things that I give her to strategize and everything like that to help her, because I didn't know how to deal with it myself mentally. So I had to, you know, do my research and everything like that, different foods I have to give her to help her, or, you know, to calm her down, like give her her iPad and things of that nature. And it's a, I'm not going to front, it's a struggle. It really is a big struggle. Having a, you know, having a child in general, but having a child with special needs and autistic, like, it's a lot. But I'm pressing through.
And she, you know, she's really, really a bright, you know, a bright young lady. Like, and mm-hmm. that's the thing that so many people who have never really dealt with autistic children, and I'm around many. Tanya has two children who are autistic. Again, Yvonne on here, you're on here, Portia. So there's a growing, I'm not going to say growing community, but there's a understood community now dealing with autism in the Black community of how to give our youth tools and not use what they have as a weakness and letting them feel as if they don't blend in. So I'm so thankful that you were willing to share that a little bit, because it gives people hope. And not hope in the sense of, oh, I can do it because she did it, but hope that the information that most people are willing to share now and put out there helps parents who don't know how to deal with these things, who don't know how to transition or finding how to continue to work out, how to deal with, you know, whatever special needs and things may be out there. So, Portia, in your journey of your fitness, what was the biggest thing that you learned about yourself when you first started, and then to now, what are you now continuing to learn about yourself in this journey?
I am learning to like, you know, love yourself at every stage you're at. You don't have to always look at the scale concerning, okay, look at this is my weight. Oh my God, it went up, it went down. While you're, you know, toning your body, you're lifting weight too, and you also dialing in nutrition with that, your weight is going to fluctuate, but muscle weighs more than fat, so you can't look at it like that. You also have to look at your pictures. You have to take your measurements. You have to look at your, you know, your non-scale victory, how your clothes coming out on you and everything like that, and just be okay with your journey. You know what I'm saying? No matter how big or small it is, be okay with, hey, okay, I had this today. Okay, I had that. Just be okay and love your body. You have to love it, okay, because if you don't, then you're going to be stressing, oh, I look this, I look that. You are, you know, what you think, and it's always a mindset too.
Yes, the mindset is the part that I think so many of us don't really focus on and give the necessary needed attention. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back out of break, we're going to bring back in our members that are on the call with us. So we're going to bring everybody back in, and we're going to allow everyone to call in as well. So if you need to call in and ask a question, we will give that number on the other side of this break. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Don't leave me out in the rain.
Now, I know some of y'all sitting back crying right now because y'all going through a breakup because, you know, COVID hit y'all hard.
Not a breakup.
Yeah, a breakup. Because, you know, they ain't been healthy in their relationship. So they sitting over there talking about why he asked me that. So I've been about, listen, get your feelings together. It's okay. Nobody told y'all to be what y'all thought social media wanted y'all to be while COVID was here. Now y'all relationship ain't together. Y'all been on OnlyFans and TikTok and DMing and all
not
that
only
shit.
Not OnlyFans.
Really,
huh? Get out. Get out. Get the hell out.
So listen, y'all, if y'all want to call in and ask anybody on the show anything, we have about 10 minutes left for call-in guests. The show number is 563-999-3090. We are doing the open portion of the show tonight before we do our final part of the show. So we have Bella, Yvonne, Portia, Helen, Dwayne, and of course myself. So I got a question. Let me put a question to the panel. Let me ask this question because this question is brought to you by DJ's Roundtable because they're crazy as hell and they know how to ask all the fucked up shit about your life.
Ooh.
So here's the question. Your partner goes out of town. Your partner's going out of town with a bored girl, but doesn't want to talk to you until they get back. Is it okay for them to go?
Wait. What was the question? Because let me make sure I heard this right. You saying my spouse wants to go on a trip with somebody of the opposite sex and not call me.
So at the end of the day, you got to say same sex now because y'all hunting everything now, so it don't matter. So they go on a trip and they tell you they can't talk until they get back. Is it okay? That is open for everybody on the show.
Well, that means I'm going on a trip and I can't talk either. The fuck? Exactly. All right, nigga, bet. We doing this. This how I'm going to do this.
Listen, I can already tell you what my wife will say if I did some shit like that. When you come back, just know the key don't work in this motherfucker no more.
Hell, that too. I'm going to wait till that motherfucker come back. I'm going to take my trip. And the dough gonna be changed by the time he get back from his trip. But then when he get back, I'm already be on my way out for mine. And he better not call my phone.
Dwayne, your woman can go on a trip with another nigga and come back and not talk to you the whole time she gone.
He ain't got to talk because he gonna see some videos from me talking a whole lot.
Look, first of all, I'm going to tell you what's even better for my answer. You don't even got to go with somebody else. Go on a trip by your motherfucking self and don't call me the whole time you go. And just know we ain't together no more. I don't give a fuck. Man, listen. I don't give a fuck if you go. Listen, I have traveled the whole world and still call my family. There is no excuse.
I'm trying to tell you.
I don't care. Personally.
And then I'm going to release the sex tape from the trip. Kiss for that, love it. Goddamn.
Bella, Yvonne, or Portia, what's y'all response to that question?
I'm taking my own damn trip. I'm taking my trip. He can
go. Y'all didn't hear me holler. You go.
That's not
like the door is
going to
be changed. I'll probably be moved out and everything. I'm taking my own damn trip.
That's it.
Look, I know Bella is a travel agent, so she's going to have all types of shit lined up.
I know not to even go on the trip. Don't ask me about the trip. That trip is not happening, okay? It's not gonna happen. I am cooking
like,
for Cocoa Puffs, and he know it. It's not even gonna happen.
Look, I'm trying to dare you be on my own trip in the same hotel right next door.
We have a caller from the 629, so let's see what this caller has to say. Caller from the 629, you are on with Big Bap and Friends. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Okay, well,
Kalia. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, I'm so bad with technology. I'm like calling Zoom.
Oh, wow.
How are y'all?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
I'm in Nashville.
Uh-oh, Nashville turn up will be coming that way real soon. So call her.
Oh, awesome. It's nice. I like it.
Listen, I've lived there. Matter of fact, I'm actually a member of Mount Zion Church, so don't tell nobody, but that's my secret home church.
Oh, really? I used to live across the street from Mount Gilead in South Nashville.
Okay, I know exactly where that is. So, caller,
can your
mate or significant other go on a trip with another person and then tell you they can't call for an entire week?
I don't know anybody, and they don't know me. Do what you want to do. That's the choice you decide to make. That's how I feel about it.
Now, them laughs sounded like a couple of people just died three times over in the background, though.
They probably did. But that's okay. They'll make it.
Like you can go on that trip, but this sawed-off shotgun said you better not bring your ass back here. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going after the trip. Because like the other lady said, I'll be on my trip too. And trust me, I'll have more fun. Trust me.
Oh, wow. Did you have any questions for anybody on the show?
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to Portia. I love you.
Love you more.
I'm sorry I didn't know how to figure it out at first, but I know you did good, boo-boo. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, babe.
All right,
bye, y'all.
Thank you, Miss Minister, for calling in. Portia, look at that. Portia got fans out there in the world. People really do support Portia. Turn up, A. Turn, ooh. Ah. Okay, no, let me stop. So, okay, I got a question for the ladies. Before we go real quick, Bella, give the people a word of the day and tell everybody good night.
Did you say a word of the day?
Yes, we give a positive word before we leave the show, and you said you got to step away, so please give the people a positive word before you go.
Oh, man, a positive word. As cheesy as it sounds, the grass is never greener on the other side. You just got to water your own grass.
Positive word.
I like that. Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
Listen, I like that. Go, Bella. Go, Bella. Go, Bella. Now, Bella, go because you got shit to do. Go, Bella. Go, Bella. Go.
I do. Have a great night. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Man, we love you. Be safe out there.
Good night, Bella.
Thank you, too.
Good night.
All right, guys. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We usually take a 10:30 break. But I want to take a break early because when I come back, I want to do something different that we haven't done before, and I want to do it with you guys on the line because this is going to be, I think, very interesting and a very good way to do what we're getting ready to do next. So, guys, we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thank you.
Carolina and listen to a young writer. I'm gonna start a pimp on the tree. I'll make you louder than a fell in your dime hat. Bitch, you just can't solve that. I can tell you where the mob at the clicks on the sun with a brown set. Digging all that. Smoking weed till they come out, we can fall back. Shooting dice for the small sprite. Straight forward, what you call that? Pull up my Georgia bows and those are broke. I called by the pro phone, set it for the photo, buying the veal. Tossing off behind the wheel, it's a feel. Took a chill, but I still had to pause. And if I pause, it's because I left my car in the car.
Tyson passed. We just talked about this, sir.
Yes.
Y'all don't even be nice.
The queen, baby. Oh, that's
like, okay. Like my clothes.
She was like everybody's grandma, bro.
Yes.
Since y'all were,
right?
Since
yes,
y'all were talking about that was gonna be my clothes. But since y'all want to talk about it, y'all go ahead and go, and I'll close with something else, baby. Thank you. Excuse me.
Well, I mean, you said Alyssa, you ain't mentioned her. We felt attacked. You can't skip, grandma.
We fell a little way. Okay.
Like, yeah. That's grandma.
Y'all black. Y'all some whole Negroes. Y'all, Dwayne, you see how they just sitting like Tyson? Like, I don't know. I don't know if he passed away. She was there in the beginning. In the beginning, there was God, and with God, there was Cicely Tyson. Shit. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Well, black folks don't let you fuck up on nothing. You hear me? Nothing. Nothing. But no, you know what, though? I really do believe, like, there are certain people in our culture and our community that I don't care, like, for me, even if she was to die and 9 billion slanderous articles was to come out about her, in my eyes, that woman would never be diminished, because the legacy that she left in Harlem and around the world, what she gave back to actors, acting studios, dancing studios, production companies, what she did is just, it's amazing what hard work and sustainability will do for you. So, guys, just because you can't doesn't mean that you shouldn't. There are a lot of people who came before us who didn't get the ability to do what they wanted to do when they were younger, but they persisted and they kept fighting. This lady at 95 and 96 years old was still participating in Broadway plays, musicals, still making movies, still being an innovator. So please, you don't have to shake your ass at 96 to be an innovator. You have a brain. Let's use all of our skills. All right, without further ado, we come to that famous part of the show where we close out the show. So now that I got to rewrite my closeout, we're going to start at with Yvonne, and we're going to work our way through Portia, then Helen, then Dwayne, then myself. We're going to let the ladies go first since we're going into Black History Month. We're going to start with our strong black ladies, end it with the fellas, and we're going to end this show on a high note.
All right, everybody, remember one thing. If you want to do anything, first you got to believe in yourself. So believe in yourself and get it done. Y'all have a good night.
I guess I'm next. Okay. There is no such thing as failure. Failure is just like trying to move us in another direction. That's a quote from Oprah Winfrey. You guys be blessed. I had a good time with y'all tonight.
Okay, Portia.
Okay. It's my time, right?
Yes.
Man, love on your people, man. Give them their flowers while they're here. Don't wait till they're gone. Good night.
Cool. Damn, everybody's spitting all this good knowledge. I guess it's up to me to be ignorant. If you're gonna do something by yourself, man, and don't go out there and let somebody else bring you down when you could do it on your own. Yeah.
All right, D.
gotta be negative, right, man? They did all the positive shit.
Well, while everybody was giving theirs, I figured I would type up something real quick. And so as I was typing, this is what I came up with. As we sit here and look at tomorrow, many of us fail to heal because of life that we knew from yesterday. We take for granted the excitement that is yet to come to hold on to the pain from yesterday. We are bound to the past if this is a reminder of things to come. We give the past bigger ownership than what we have that is yet to come. Let us close off today's show to be a funeral to the past and a remembrance of a period in time that we must let go until the beginning of spring. Take time to heal because there's no promise for tomorrow. So fulfill your bucket list, complete your goals, and remove all negative equity away from you. You have life ahead of you, so it's never too hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Y'all have a good night. Uh-huh.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wave them back. I thought we'd get
and I'll take